Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, and Josh All.
I think we're back. Hey, are we back, everybody? I'm Josh is still in the he's still taking a leak, so but it just cut off. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. That's a little teaser, a little taste of one of our after hours episodes. So basically, if you join the dog pack, we do an extra episode every week that is exclusive for dog pack members. And we pretty much get into, we talk football a lot, obviously, but then a lot of times we'll just get topics from the guys in the Patreon, even the girls in the Patreon, and then we'll just kind of talk about whatever movies comes up a lot, music, games, all that good stuff. So if you're interested in kind of stuff like that, make sure you guys check it out. What's up?
So we have the Packers pick, and unfortunately, somebody who a lot of Browns fans really had their eyes on, Edrian Cooper out of Texas A&M. This dude, if there was a linebacker that you wanted to take early on, I think this was the dude, and he goes off the board here. So that is a disappointment to say the least, but who knows?
I'll say this. If you're a Browns fan, you had your eye on a linebacker for us at pick 54, you haven't been paying attention to what the Browns and Andrew Berry do, because I don't know if we'll ever pick a linebacker ever. I think if it was up to Andrew Berry, we wouldn't even have linebackers. We would just field nine.
I'm looking at Tony McGee from Temple. I think he's got all the measurables and he needs a little bit more experience. Throw him on special teams. That's going to be more of a fifth. You know what? In mock drafts, it was a fifth rounder. I don't know. He might be a little higher at this point now.
I actually have the next pick already, guys. First positional player off the board. Can we take a guess?
I already know.
Do you know?
Yeah.
We have a running back off the board. Yes. Carolina Panthers. Am I allowed to ruin this surprise? Okay. I'm getting the okay from Josh. He's nodding his head. The Panthers select running back, Jonathan Brooks.
There you go. Yeah, Jonathan Brooks.
We have running backs that are coming off the boards. Giants are on the clock.
What's kind of crazy here is I had my eye at 54. I was looking at receiver a lot.
Yeah.
And interior D lineman. And I feel like there's still a lot of receivers and still a lot of good interior D linemen available. So I think that bodes well for the Browns. I like Benson out of Florida State.
I was going to say, would anybody be really disappointed, like, at this point, like, unless it's completely off the wall? I feel like things are kind of falling in place. Like, we're getting into a place where we're going to pick here in, like, what, the next eight or nine picks. There's still a lot of what we've mocked up, what we thought could be cool, it's still all there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, I think that we get to a point here where we're like, no matter what, if it goes down to, hey, best position, no player that's on the board, I don't think there's a way that we walk out of here going, well, man, that really sucked.
So what do we like? We like Kingsley from BYU.
Yes.
We like Jatavion Sanders, right?
Yes.
Receiver, Troy Franklin hasn't gone yet, so correct, he's going to be there for us. Those are the three we've talked about the most, right?
Yeah. Alabama kids receiver still on the board, right?
Burton is more of a third round, but who knows?
Do you think he slides that far? That's crazy. Yeah, okay.
I guess I'm just going by mock drafts. Maybe that's not realistic.
That's fair.
I like mock draft simulations is what I meant to say.
Correct, yeah.
No, and I like to see those guys. I do like Ben Sonnet. We did a bunch of stuff on him, Josh and I. So, I mean, that's a possible third rounder. So
I'm big on Ben Sonnet.
Yeah. And, I mean, Josh and I also did, when we were doing the simulator, it had Beebe really high, that guard from
Cooper Beebe. Yeah. Kansas State.
He was really high for us, but now I'm seeing more. He's a matter of a third round pick, right?
Really?
Yeah. So that might be an option too. But if we go two offensive linemen right in a row, I'd be happy with guys that can play multiple lines, positions on the line. And so the kid out of BYU, and then Coleman from TCU. He's from TCU.
Brandon Coleman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I keep saying Ben Coleman. Did we have him as a player at one point?
I don't know.
You know, or maybe he's a basketball player. I don't know. But
so the I also got the Giants pick.
I just saw that flash.
So the Giants have taken safety Tyler Newbin.
Okay.
So Jags on the clock now. One pick closer to the Browns. Still a lot of talent there available. Did we want to play this voicemail?
I've been waiting.
All right. So Josh texted Justin and I a couple days ago and says, I have a voicemail for the draft night show, and he would share zero details about
correct.
It. The only thing he told us about it was the name of the user who sent it in, and it was...
You have it? Do you remember?
Jabroni or Jablomi?
This is from Haywood Jablomi.
Something Haywood, tells me that's not his name.
Sounds like a stand-up guy. This is going to be real life, live reaction from all of us, because the only person here who's heard it is Josh, unless somebody in this room is Haywood Jablomi.
They better not be. We'll hear it. Here's what he had to say.
Think your podcast is dog shit. You both look like a bunch, or y'all look like a bunch of bitches, and Deshaun Watson is not the answer. Go fuck yourself and wash your mouth out with buckshot.
Wow.
Don't hold back, bro.
So we're getting kicked off YouTube, and I've never heard kinder words said on this podcast.
I listened to that and I laughed so hard.
Holy moly. Well, you know,
I hope he's watching right now and he sees that it had like the effect it had on us. Like, oh man, we might as well close up and pack up shop, because Haywood Jablomi is just really salty.
The best part is he had to go to our website to do that.
Imagine being like a grown-up. You have a job, potentially a family.
Maybe.
Yeah. You have people who care about you, doubtful. and you're like, these people on this podcast have triggered me so much that I'm going to take time out of my day to get on go to their website, probably practice making this voicemail a couple times, because you have to do it a couple times before you really get the hang of it.
Correct.
Just to tell him this. And then I'm going to go back to my absolutely sad, useless existence and just hope that somebody will notice me. Was that too harsh?
No.
Sorry, Haywood.
So yeah, I mean, like, what if... Get a life, dude. My God. Yeah.
I thought you guys would enjoy
what
that.
What could we have possibly said that just made you know what? So butthurt?
It was probably either a Steelers fan that I argued with online or a BB. Bake a bro. I have been getting in some online fights with people, so.
Yeah. I'm thinking about hiring like protection. I'm always watching my like over my back, you know, anymore. And I feel like I'm not even involved in these beefs that you guys get into, but I'm just guilty by association.
Well, I mean, that lived up to the hype. I was excited.
Yeah. Was everything that I thought it wasn't going
to
be.
Hey, well, check out Join the Dogs. You come hang out with us.
Yeah. You can say that right to my face in a live chat.
Devontae's got some. What's up?
My heart is broken after listening to that. Hey, would you blow me? For one, your name is corny. For two, this is one of the best podcasts around. For three, if you're at least going to get on the voicemail, we know you had to do it a couple times. So you had to click. These guys are pretty awesome. I mean, Blake still owes me a pizza, but apparently somebody paid for it. But
we just got to order it, man. I'll get it here. Don't you worry.
Shout out Fatal Night.
And Rick. Rick.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that voicemail, honestly, can you send that to me? Because I just like to listen to that, like, just
When you're working out, just motivation. Right.
You know what the funniest part is? You have to leave an email to leave a voicemail.
His last name is Haywood.
Oh, okay. Good.
Or maybe it's his first name. I don't know, but it was like Haywood.381 or something.
Hey. Picks in. Jacksonville went Mason Smith out of LSU, interior D lineman.
Okay.
That was somebody I was kind of keeping an eye on for the Browns.
Yep.
And then another guy I was keeping an eye on for the Browns just went to the Bengals, Chris Jenkins.
Okay. So
there's their DJ Reader replacement.
So, yeah. So Michael Hall, I mean, if the Browns are trying to go defensive interior, Michael Hall is probably the top guy on the board left, right?
Yeah, you'd have to think so. He's still there. Man, I'm just selfish, and I like offensive football.
I know. So, but we did this with Rashad Bateman, and I kept telling myself all week, don't go in there and pound the table for a receiver and get all butthurt when they go with, like, a position Newsom. That you're like, what? We don't need that right now.
I know.
You know, like,
I know.
Yeah, Greg Newsom.
I learned,
like,
oh, I learned my lesson on that. But I just, especially if there's like, I just want to put as much offensive talent. The way the game is going, and it's just about spread open.
And the way the rules
getting,
are.
Yes, getting your athletes in space, all this stuff. Like, I just, to put a guy who's a potential wide receiver one, to get him this late in the second round, if you could put it more like the tight end. I mean, there's just, or Franklin. Yeah. I think there's guys you could put on this team that could help us on offense like day one.
As I say, we're like five picks away, depending on how you guys are with your, whatever you're tracking the draft on. We're about five picks away from the Browns making their first selection, or at least being on the clock. Do we move back? Do we make the pick? We'll see. If we move up now, it's not going to be very far, obviously, because we're getting close. But I did post in the chat. I had a poll, and I just want to talk about it. I said, what position will the Browns select first? And right now, we're up to 126 votes. So you guys are awesome. You guys are rocking it out there in the chat. Right now, offensive line is leading the pack with 42%. Wide receiver is in second place with 25%. And then you've got other at 18% and defensive line at 14%.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the ones that are the highest are the one that's going to help Deshaun the most, because we need to get him. We need to get him on track, right?
Yes.
So I really like what we're saying about the offensive line, but it's kind of in place now that these guys are falling down, and you got the 4-3 speeds on a couple guys. We just really need to take the top off the defense, and we need to open things up.
That's what I like about Franklin.
Yeah, 100%, man. And we didn't see it quite with Goodwin last year. He just, you know, got that lung infection or whatever he had at the beginning of the year.
Blood clots.
Yeah. Thank you. And he just missed time. I don't think he really got acclimated until he kind of got into Denver and then got concussed. And we never had that guy that could blow the top off.
Justin, do you have printed out sheets of draft prep?
It's not, I actually like 30 pages.
Bro, you're sitting in front of a computer. A
computer in front of you.
I'm just looking. Well, I'm in the chat. I'm just hanging out in the chat. I don't got time. I'm on my phone.
You can have.
I have literally things going on here. I have papers.
There's tabs.
I'm not a tab guy.
You know what?
I'm like a 1986. 50. I'm a 50 tab guy. And like
sometimes I'm here.
Yeah. Will you back me up here, bro? Yeah. Come on.
Sometimes
man.
I need Christ. Paper, man.
Can I get
sometimes
a backup here? Thank you, sir. Appreciate your support.
That was all paper.
Yeah, DF was a paper guy last year. Yeah, I don't know. I'm a paper guy, you know. Today I'm a paper guy. Usually I'm a no information guy.
What's that?
Says some people just like to carry around stacks of paper in their back pocket and just pull it out randomly. Why?
Yes. I have a wallet in my back pocket right now. That's about it. And just this stack of papers. Yeah. That's all I got.
That is just ridiculous.
What?
I'm not a tab guy. It's click.
Well, I bet you, I guarantee you, if you pull my phone up at the computer, there's probably a million tabs open.
Speaking of tabs, I know this is off topic, but I don't know.
I thought you were going to say a pick.
On my phone, my internet tabs, this is way off topic here. I at the most will have like 10 tabs open on my phone. And that's like, oh man, I got to start closing some of these. At one point, my wife had over 600 tabs open on her.
Your phone won't work anymore. Like, yeah, I've had problem. To do that for my dad. Yeah, I like just.
And I'm like, why don't you close these? And she was like, well, like, what if I want to go back up to like buy that one day?
Yeah, and I'm like, from 2000 to 2001. Yes.
You'd have to find it
this
first.
Pottery set from 2001.
She won't close it because she doesn't want to lose it. But I'm like, there's no way you're gonna find it.
Just buy it
in the 600 tabs.
Close the damn tab,
Mrs. Redeker. Buy the crap.
I told her. I was like, you know, if you just hold the button, you can close all the tabs, go to zero, and then you can just start over. And she just is like, no. It's like she's a hoarder, like an internet hoarder.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Yes. Yeah, holy crap.
That's awesome.
She's going to be happy that we talked about that today in front of the masses. But yes, that's her red flag. She's an internet hoarder of tabs. Oh, man. So what do we got here? Any more picks?
Bengals are on the clock.
Well, they already made their pick. Chris Jenkins out of Michigan. Commanders are on the clock. We got Commanders, Steelers, Colts, Commanders again, and then the Browns.
So my thing is, if it is wide receiver, I'm telling you guys, I'd be very surprised if they trade up, because with Mitchell, Franklin, and Corley, all three on the board.
You got to think at least one of them is going to be available.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Unless there's one guy you just love.
I mean, Amagaji, Suamataya, the two tackles are still on the board. I mean, this is what I loved about 54, and I talked about it the last 2 weeks. Just sit there and do what the Eagles do, right, Devontae? Just let the talent drop to you, and then just
JOK style. Now, how should we prepare for this? Would you guys be disappointed if we got an alert and it said Browns have traded the pick?
No.
I'd be like, it looks like we're not leaving. I guess we're coming back for 6 hours tomorrow. Jesus.
James says iPhone maxed out at 500. Okay, so I embellished it six. I knew it was.
What a lot. Thanks for calling him out. I knew it was way too many. James is a man of knowledge out here. He's an inside guy. He knows Andrew Barry.
I said around 600. 500 is relative.
Yeah.
500
good
is close.
Call out, James. Yeah.
The thing is, I thought you were exaggerating by 600, but damn, 500, that's okay.
Gage Tucker says we can wait on OL. I completely agree.
I think so too. And you guys, if you watch the show, you know that I like JV and Cohen from Miami later in the draft a lot.
Yeah.
There's a couple tackles later on that I think are pretty good. So I get it.
One of the tackles from Washington, I can't remember his last name. He's pretty good.
Washington's pick is
Rosengarten.
Rosengarten, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, he's good.
Washington has selected cornerback Mike Sanistrel.
Okay.
Out of Michigan.
Okay.
Man.
It's getting interesting.
A lot of – so it's got the Steelers' biggest need is wide receiver. So let's do this
real quick. Just go around. The couple positions I'm thinking right now that I would be kind of shocked if we took would be – safety.
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, linebacker. Center. I don't think we go linebacker this early.
I think you were in the bathroom still. I said we might, if you thought the Browns were going to pick a linebacker, you haven't been paying any attention. I said we might only field nine. We might not even play linebackers. AB hates them so much.
The thing is, he does. And we've got Jordan Hicks. We're going to test things out with Devin Bush. And then JOK and Tony Fields are playing their role at the linebacker position. If we do take a guy, it's going to be late or UDFA.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And Tony Fields, I thought at times played pretty decent.
I didn't hate what he did.
So
seems to be Johnny on the spot, like he's where he should be.
And I thought Hicks is a good Anthony Walker replacement. JOK played extremely well last year. I'm just messing with you guys.
I don't hear anything.
I looked over there, just sitting there talking. DF doesn't even have his headset on. This isn't break time, bro.
Earlier, I was just moving my mouth just to mess with him, and all I got was a middle finger. Mission accomplished.
We're sitting here talking about he had mentioned like get ready for emotional reaction, and I took my headphones off and I said, if the Steelers draft AD Mitchell, I don't think I can go on.
Here's my thing with that is. The biggest knock on him so far has been, like you said, attitude or effort if he's not the primary receiver. They already got a guy like that.
Yeah.
They already got a headache at the wide receiver. But, like, do they want to do it again?
They seem to.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not saying the kid is a headache, and I'm not going to use that as a knock if the Browns take him. I'm going to be pumped if the Browns take him. But if you're the Steelers, like, at some point you're like, man, I'm tired of freaking dealing with these guys. So
why don't we, you know, we're a couple picks out. Who are you pulling for? Like, if you were making the pick right now, would it be Mitchell?
Yes.
Kenny?
I'm going Franklin. Sticking to my guns.
Justin?
I'm going Kingsley.
I am also
from BYU.
I am Suamataya as well. Yep. Or Amagaji, either way.
OL?
What do you guys think? What?
OL.
OT, that's, baby. That's OT. So lame.
We don't need it right now.
Behind the glass?
Don't be a sexy pick guy. Be it as a safe pick guy.
We don't need it right now.
What do you guys want? That's the guy that was behind me, 16. That guy's there. It is so annoying.
You should have just turned around and looked at him and said, hey, bro, you.
How many days are in a decade when we had our span?
So you should have said.
DF, are you a Mitchell guy right now?
So for me, it's AD Mitchell and then Troy Franklin in that order.
Okay. Devontae?
If AD Mitchell's there, you have to take him. Like, you have to.
I agree. Here's the thing is the Browns, we don't have any, we're sitting here talking about how, like, we could field a good team right now that we don't. So why go get like a stud?
I'm okay with literally at this point.
And if
anybody that the best player available.
If we draft right now and they bust, like, it doesn't matter. We have a good, like, we're playing with house money.
Sure.
So go get a guy who his kid, but the guy's comp is T. Higgins.
It's pretty good.
So that's Mitchell.
So he's going to request a trade in like 2 years.
Yeah, but Trey Lance's comp was Josh Allen too. I mean, the comps don't. Devonta, you didn't get to say though.
Yeah, but Trey Lance played like 6 games in college.
Like, can I? Speak?
Yeah, let him in there.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing, man. I'm just messing with you.
No, wait, what? No.
No. All right. I want Franklin. I would prefer Mitchell, but I like Corley. Corley to me can take it. He could take a five-yard catch and take it to the house. Cleveland needs that because we don't know what we'll have out of Judy, really. Tillman is still up in the air. Bell, he might not even be on the roster at the end of the year. So I would rather get somebody that's shown consistency in doing that. Yes, he went to Western Kentucky. He's not the biggest guy, but to me, he has that explosiveness to take it, take a five, take it to the house. I wouldn't be mad at either pick. It's kind of like Philadelphia last night. I really was sitting there trying to figure out who they would take. They got the best one. I wouldn't be mad if he got took and we end up getting Arnold. I wouldn't have been mad at that. So right now, either three are fine for me. But Corley, whoever gets them, they're getting a baller.
You know, when I hear you talk about that, you know what I hear you when you're saying that? You're hearing, I want this guy's made for the NFC North, you know, or AFC North, I meant to say. And a lot of those guys, it's just wear them down, grind them down, get the yak. And I think you're making a really great point, man.
By the way, good news. The Steelers did not select a wide receiver. Took center Zach Frazier out of West Virginia.
Double tapped that offensive line here in the first two rounds.
Yeah, they needed that too.
Because they're going against the Browns twice a year, whose defensive line is
pretty stacked. Damn good.
Yes. You got to protect the Russell Wilson here. We're getting sneaky close to the Browns pick, and there's still a lot of. Here's the thing: we're at the point now where the only way I'll be disappointed is if we take an offensive lineman. Jeez, that's like the only way.
We're seriously, if you look at the board for me anyway. This is where exactly what I was talking about the other day. I could totally see a trade back, and I'm not talking trade back to like 70. I'm talking from 54 maybe to 60, 62. You know, like just a handful of picks.
There's all these good offensive linemen, and they haven't gone yet, and there's still a ton of good wide receivers. Like, to get your playmaker now, there'll be a good lineman at 80.
Well, me and Kenny have done a few mock drafts, and we've talked about the Browns pick at 85, and the next pick tomorrow isn't until 156, and that is a huge gap. There's a lot of good players in that gap that go, usually if you're mock draft simulate and all that stuff. So I would look for the Browns to try to get a pick sometime earlier tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'd be totally down for that.
Oh, boy. We got some news.
Oh,
what do we got?
Did Washington? Oh,
DF's freaking out too. I got it too. Yep.
That sucks.
Okay, let's prepare for the emotional damage.
Mitchell's off the board.
Everybody, take a deep breath.
Yep.
To who?
The Colts.
Indianapolis Colts.
I was wondering if the Colts would do that. They need one.
Yep. And now you got him and Pittman. And
Josh Downs.
I think they have like a very good
Jonathan Taylor. Coach. I think the Colts could be very sneaky dangerous this year.
Depends on Anthony Richardson.
Yeah.
He just has to stay healthy. Dude, in the couple games he played last year, it was like, the dude could probably play some football.
He's unreal, man.
He just needs to get down.
I wasn't super high on Mitchell coming out of college. Me and
Richardson.
Richardson. But I also didn't know how good Shane Steichen was.
That's fair.
And I think, like, offensive coach, if you have a very good offensive coordinator, offensive head coach, they can, I mean, they make good or mediocre players play good all the time.
That's
a lot. Baker Mayfield.
Jake Burns said that about Kevin. His offense is designed to get good quarterback play out of average quarterback talent.
This episode is presented by Omaha Steaks. Browns fans, I don't know where you're at. It may or may not feel like it, but it is spring, and the Omaha Steaks spring sale is here, and it is the perfect time to get fired up for all your springtime grilling. 50% off site wide. These are the sales that I love to take advantage of because it's the perfect time to grab everything from Omaha Steaks at half the price. And when you use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out, you get an additional $30 off your order. It's a deal that you just can't pass up. So head over to omahasteaks.com/dogs right now. Order the perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air chilled chicken, and all their delicious desserts, ready to eat meals, all this stuff. They got appetizers and stuff too, guys. Chicken wings and mott sticks and everything you could possibly want to stock up for a fantastic spring grilling season. 50% off site wide, omahasteaks.com/dogs. Use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out for $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Before we move on, Ohio, Bet365 is offering new users $150 in bonus bets this month. To receive your bonus bets, all you have to do is sign up for Bet365 using our link, make a first deposit of $10, and place a $5 wager on any game. Once that first $5 bet settles, you will receive $150 in bonus bets, even if you lose the bet. To be eligible for this sign-up bonus, you must sign up through our link down in the description. So if you haven't yet signed up for Bet365, click our link in the description and place that first bet. This offer is only available for new customers who are 21 and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. If you or a loved one has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Check the episode description for the full terms to see if you can qualify.
So to your point on Shane Steichen, of course, he came from Philadelphia. And then Philadelphia was a complete crap show last year with a high school level, mediocre, peewee, immature, baby league offensive coordinator, Brian Johnson. So, yeah, Richardson's in good hands with Shane Steichen. Shane Steichen is a very good offensive mind. But damn, this hurts.
So then now we got Washington on that. We're one pick away. So here's the deal is there's, like we said, there's a ton of good players here for the Browns to take. Just don't trade back. Just don't trade back. what would it be? The Browns, we don't need to accumulate picks, in my opinion, because the Browns roster is so stacked.
Those guys are getting cut.
Yeah, we're not keeping guys anyways. We're not going to keep these guys.
Gage Tucker saying Troy Franklin or Jatavion Sanders.
That's
would be the pick.
To me, yes. I'm very high on him.
Colin says JT Tampa, cornerback. What is that? Iowa State, I think. Again, if the Browns came out and they turned in the card for a cornerback, I would not be shocked. I know how much they value, you know, good, solid players in that secondary. We heard Andrew Berry talk about that.
Eric says Cade Stover or best linebacker. I like Cade Stover.
He's not a second-round pick.
He's not a second-round pick. No, I like him. I think he's a guy like, if you get late, maybe take a chance, but he's not a second round pick in my opinion.
Who would he be like Robert Tonyan or something, like something along that
Stover? I don't know.
Maybe he's
on. He's not like, he doesn't do anything like super great. He's just like an ultra reliable dude.
It's like what we're talking about for the physical, tight end position. Like he knows where 5 yards is at the 5 yards, get you the first down. Like he's that guy.
Let's see here. All right.
So that's still the Colts. Do we have
got a pick in for Washington? According to Gage Tucker,
I don't see that. It's not on my PFF.
They're still on the clock, according to this. So, man, it's crazy. We're just one pick away here. We got the Commanders, and then the Browns are going to be on the clock.
I just can't believe 52 is where A.D. Mitchell got picked. Like, that is mind blowing.
He was the fourth ranked wide receiver in a league in which wide receiver is like, it's kind of the premium offensive position outside of quarterback.
It does kind of make you wonder too, like why? And I wonder if we'll get like an explanation in the coming weeks or anything as to why he slipped and went this far.
It makes you think, like, did he bomb the interview process?
Yeah, because you wouldn't know about that just openly. People don't just come out and say, oh, this kid sucked
when we interviewed him. Did you talk to him and you just didn't like what he had to say? Because, I mean, the dude's 6'2". His 40 times sub 4.4.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? He's 6'2", 205. I mean, yeah. He would look good in a Browns uniform for sure. Yeah. So I don't want to wish ill upon him, but hopefully he sucks. No, just joking.
So Blake, you were talking about the trade back option, right? Like, what do you trade back for? And I know, Josh, you mentioned it. Funny enough, I actually saw, I was watching something on YouTube last night about trades and drafts. And remember when Cleveland had the fourth pick and they traded that away, and then Atlanta came up and got Julio Jones?
Yeah, I do recall that. I do. Thanks a lot, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want it to happen again because I'm really fearful that Cleveland might not be a city anymore if that happens. I don't think it will.
Yeah.
There's a difference between 54 and 4, and I trust Andrew Berry making the draft picks a lot more than whoever that was back then.
That was Eric Mangini, wasn't it? Eric Mangini.
He was the coach. I don't remember who that was. Was it Ray Farmer? Was he the GM then?
No, or? It was that guy from the Ravens.
Sashi?
No, he lasted for like a year.
Further back from
me
that.
Me and Brad Moneymaker were talking about this earlier.
It doesn't matter. It's a Cleveland past, and the franchise is completely different now.
Look at their war room, bro.
Did you see a lot of hand clapping.
You know what that reminds me of? Like the walls. Have you guys ever seen The Accountant?
Oh, that's
great. When he's just like Ben Affleck. Like that's what, holy crap.
Did you guys see the Rams war room last night when they were on the clock? No. Like you saw the other team's draft rooms and everybody's like in their suits and ties and it just looks real businesslike.
Uh-huh.
They were all in like polo shirts and shorts and they had like their kids running around in the background. They were all like, it's out in California, right? They just looked like the windows, doors were wide open. Like it was outside. I mean, it was just, I was like, this is a little different than everybody else.
Washington did not take Sanders Gage Tucker. They took,
well, there goes the guy I liked.
They took Sinnott.
Ben Sinnott.
Sinnott.
Yep. Really?
Browns on the clock.
Wow.
Browns on the clock.
And somebody the other day was telling me you can get Sinnott in the third or fourth. I said he's going in the second.
Yeah, that was a conversation we had with somebody. Oh, it was in there, I think, in the comments. That guy was, I remember that guy. He was like, you got to get Tip Ryman or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? And he just kept going on and on about it.
It does say on PFF, PFF users have selected tight end Jatavion Sanders for the Browns. So we'll see what the Browns actually decide to do.
I'd be okay. I mean, I'm okay with Sanders or Franklin here. Yeah. I'm okay with either.
They were both top 30 visits, were they not?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and don't forget Trey Benson as well.
Trey Benson was, that's right.
If the Browns do, I mean, I don't think they go running back here. I would be a little shocked at that pick.
Yeah.
But that would be the guy, I would imagine.
Can you get a running back at 85?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Yep.
Jalen Wright. 85?
No. He won't. Dallas will take him.
Dallas will take him after us here.
Yeah.
They just re-signed Zeke.
Did they?
Yeah. Zeke came back today.
That doesn't matter. They need a guy.
Yeah.
They got Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah. What's the other kid's name?
Dowdle.
Yeah. Dowdle.
Yeah. They need a running back.
Yeah. Okay.
Chat. What are the Browns doing here? Help us out. What do you guys here? Better question. Who do you guys all want? I'm seeing Trey Benson, Peyton Wilson, or Jermaine Burton out of Ashton the Joker.
Peyton Wilson, I'm not sure about him because, what was it, back-to-back season-ending injuries in college. Yeah, he's 24 years old already, and he's a linebacker.
Yeah.
So that's like a AB no-no-no right there.
I mean, if he falls down to the fifth round maybe, but I don't see that happening.
Mm-mm.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each, then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm so nervous.
Nervous time. I was just going to say nervous time.
Oh, we had to wait a lot longer last year.
Yeah.
Listen, yes.
This has been chill.
This has been, yeah.
We're like 2 hours into this thing. It's going by fast.
Listen, this is so much. So the first year, guys, that we did a draft thing, we did it on location at a local brewery. Does it say pick us in?
Yeah, Andrew Jackson is tipping.
Don't spoil it.
He's tipping.
I don't want to see him.
Don't look in the YouTube chat.
Yeah, the YouTube chat, they're tipping.
Is he saying we didn't take one?
What? Did we get it yet?
I don't know if that's the pick or if somebody's...
No, it's not Caves. Cade Stover.
The funny thing is we said it's going quick and everything. We got 30 picks until the next one.
Those will go fast though.
The first year we did this, we did it on location upstairs at a brewery, and we were also hosting like a party at the brewery and giving out awards, and I was a month out of knee surgery and I'm just running up and down these stairs all night giving away prizes and then coming back and jumping on the mic.
You made sure that knee worked.
I did. I made sure it worked, and now it doesn't again.
Yeah. Very wore out.
I was very winded, as you guys might imagine.
That was a long night. It was a fun one, though.
It was.
Come on, brownies. Let's do something. Come on.
I'm anxious. I'm searching.
Get the stick out.
What do you guys got?
I just want to throw in my two cents on the Jatavion Sanders-Troy Franklin argument here. For me, I like Jatavion Sanders. I think he is a really good talent. But I, as good as he is, I can't take him over Troy Franklin. Like, I think the position that the Browns are in at wide receiver long term, it makes a hell of a lot more sense to go with Franklin than a tight end two for Njoku. Maybe that's just me.
Njoku goes down, though, we got nothing.
Yeah, that is a problem.
That's nothing. My biggest concern about, if you look at every position group on the Browns, you take a look in your head and you say, okay, if the starter goes down, how are we? That's like, if there's 32 teams, that's number 50. Like, that's how bad it is.
Is Akins coming back?
Yeah, he's still under contract for this year, but it's just Njoku and Akins. And that's where a guy like Corley, I think, would...
They signed
Giovanni,
what's his name?
Giovanni Richie.
Yeah,
but he's kind of like a special teamer guy. I doubt he sees a whole lot.
He might not even make the team, right? Because it's a futures contract that he signed, so...
I'm just disappointed Ben Sennett's already gone, man. That's...
He's a beast. There's a couple tight ends, though, that you could possibly get. Yeah. I'll plug my Canadian guy there out of Penn State, Theo Johnson. He's got very similar numbers. I think I contrasted them next to Travis Kelce as far as measurables are concerned. But he did not have the production that Kelce had at Cincinnati. But that's Penn State for you, right?
Yeah.
He's a tall dude. There's another kid out of Canada, out of Lethbridge, Alberta.
I think we got it.
Oh, what is it?
I do have it.
Well, then tell it.
I got it.
Go ahead.
Break the news. Let's go.
Yep.
They take Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State.
No.
Wow.
Wait. Okay. So
defensive.
I'm not. So I'm not ever mad when we draft good Ohio State players.
No.
Defensive tackle was a position. It was like wide receiver, D tackle that I was interested in for the Browns. It is kind of shocking to me, though, that with all the wide receiver talent on the board that we didn't take one.
So, well, and maybe that just says that they think maybe there's guys that are going to fall. Maybe they plan on trading back up to a certain point.
Right. Yep.
I'm excited for the pick, though. You can never have too many good defensive linemen. You can never have, especially guys who can get after the passer.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing with Michael Hall is that I know he's listed as defensive interior, but I've seen a lot of the scouts talk about how you can put him on the edge.
Yeah.
You can line up inside. You can move them all across that defensive line, which is great. And like you said, rush the passer. He's got the athleticism, the speed, and he just kind of fits the mold because Dalvin Tomlinson is, you know, he's the stalwart of that interior right now. He's under contract for a couple more years, and he's the big run stopper. He's okay at rushing the passer, but not the best. That's not kind of his forte. And then, of course, we got Mo Hurst next to him coming back, and Shelby Harris is on a two-year deal.
Yep.
And Ika.
Yeah.
And then we signed Quentin Jefferson too. But Michael Hall can slot in right now and give you some pressure on the quarterback while you're trying to lock down other things with guys like Tomlinson and Harris. Because I think that this is sort of your long-term Mo Hurst
replacement. Mindset. And I'm never going to complain about giving Jim Schwartz more tools, toys to play with on the defensive line.
No,
You know what I mean? Like just keep the defense stout. And so I think it's a super solid pick by the Browns. I'm just an offensive guy, so I'm always going to want us to pick offense. I know that's not how it works. It's also why I'm not a GM of a football team because I'd be terrible at it. I just always want to go get fun, flashy guys. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm never going to complain if we take Ohio State players, especially it positions that can impact the team right away.
Look at this. So he's got rolls hips, violent hands, but the knock on him is he's inconsistent.
Oh,
he's very small for an interior D lineman. 6'2", 290. Sorry.
No, I'll say this. So my buddy, I'll give him a shout out, Wesley. He is a defensive coordinator for a high school here in the Cleveland area. He goes down to the Ohio State camps and all that stuff every year. Me and him have been talking for like 3 years now about Michael Hall Jr. And I think this is an outstanding pick. I don't think it makes a ton of sense for how the defensive tackle room is currently. Like, I know some of these guys are not here for long term, but like Shelby Harris, 2-year deal. You re-sign Mo Hurst. You bring in Quentin Jefferson. But you know, for me, Michael Hall, as far as that interior pass rush, that's what you're getting here. He has great hands. He's aggressive. He's slippery. I think this is an outstanding pick. My question is similar to Ika last year. Now, I will say this. Michael Hall Jr., I think, is head and shoulders above Ika. I think he can give you much more impact today than Ika could. Ika was a healthy scratch all year. But in that same conversation, at what point do we see him get in rotation? Because that Quentin Jefferson,
Quentin Jefferson type player,
I think, similar to what he is.
As soon as I saw the pick and where you're going with this, like the instant impact part of it is doing that, like whatever they call the package, right? Like the dime package, or where they take Tomlinson out. Definitely Ika is not going to be part of this. And probably Shelby Harris won't be part of this. It's going to be like the NASCAR Tiger package or whatever they have. And you would have like Zadarius and Miles kick in. You'd have him and Oko on the outsides, you know, something along that lines. And that could make an instant impact where he's not taking up too much time, but like from the other players, but he's getting like meaningful snaps.
Yeah. He's a dog. I'm just going to tell y'all and any Browns fans who don't know anything about Mike Paul Jr., he's an absolute dog. And what you mentioned, Kenny, about the inconsistencies, I thought Michael Hall was a first-round pick. Like, not now, but last year heading into the season, I thought Michael Hall was going to be a first-round pick. So in terms of the talent that the Cleveland Browns are getting, you are getting an outstanding talent. Again, my question is just, okay, when are we going to see it? And how are we going to see it? But given Jim Schwartz, a guy like this, boy, that is exciting. This defensive line is terrifying.
Yeah, he was on the he's on the Browns' radar. Like, he was a top 30 visit. They've met with him several times.
I accidentally hit the volume button on my computer, my bad.
Don't worry about it, man. You're cool.
So, Browns, I'm excited for their pick. I think it's a solid one. It says he can shoot gaps across the face. Mm-hmm. Across the face, that sounds dirty.
Just don't say that whole sentence again.
Yeah. Looks like a basketball player with his Euro step setups, decent ability to corner. Anybody who's played D-line or paid attention to D-line knows how important like your first step is, and just getting off the ball quick, your burst, your jump. Yep. You can be a little undersized if you have a quick first step. And the dude's a freak athlete. He says he looks like a basketball player out there. So I'm excited for what Jim Schwartz is going to do with him. It says he can turn it, he'd be a versatile pass rush specialist. I'm excited to see what they do. Like, I think it's a very solid pick. PFF says average. What do they know?
Yeah. Well, Gage is pumped because he's looking for his boy from Holy Cross to get drafted later by the Browns for receiver.
Jalen Coker.
Yeah. It
says,
we get an OH in the chat.
Yeah. So, again, I was making some social media posts for our accounts while you guys were talking there. But yeah. Michael Hall, I mean, we've talked a lot about how defensive tackle was like one position on defense where it takes a little bit longer for most guys. Now, it's not every guy, of course, but on average, it just takes a little longer to transition from college to pro. So we'll see how Michael Hall does. But I think his versatility, his ability to play, like I said, across the line gives him that edge, and it might give him, you know, the ability to learn at a little faster rate. The learning curve might not be as plus. I mean, he's going to benefit from Myles Garrett and Zadarius and Dalvin and all these other guys.
A lot of vets there. Yeah. What, and the culture is good.
We talked on it a little bit. Do we have expectations for Ika this year?
Yeah.
Like, is he going to be a healthy scratch again all year?
I think it looks crowded, right? Because Tomlinson's there.
I did this on an episode not too long ago. I said if they go defensive tackle, especially in the second round pick, and I was talking about Michael Hall specifically when I was talking about this, that's six defensive tackles when last year we went into the season, I want to say we went in with four or five, but it definitely wasn't six.
On the final roster.
Yeah, on the final roster.
So you're going to have, obviously, Dalvin Tomlinson.
Mo Hurst.
Shelby Harris. You're not cutting Hall. You just took him.
Right. So there's four. So now it's four. Now, Ika, we just used the third rounder last year, and Quentin Jefferson.
Somebody getting traded?
That's a possibility. And I did talk with Brian Bosarge about that whenever we were talking defensive tackles as well, and he said it could open the door to a trade.
Who are you trading? What are you getting?
It just,
you know what I mean? I'm just,
it could,
I'm just
be, it could be where Barry gets a fifth or a sixth next year or something. You know how he does.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, and who's the one you're willing to offload?
You got to offload 2 years of Shelby Harris. So the team's got something for 2 years. You know, like,
because I don't think, I mean, you could try to trade Ike if you wanted, but there's literally no tape on him.
No, yeah. No.
You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to get for college tape? He's a third, what? We took him in the third and we didn't let him play really at all last year. So you're going to be like, what? Get a sixth or seventh if you're lucky for him? I mean, so it's definitely going to be crowded. It'll be interesting to see what we do. It's a good problem to have if you're the Browns, though. Like, we used to be drafting these guys expecting
starters.
Like, yes. We need production this dude. We need Michael Hall to come in, and he needs to lead the league in sacks if we want to win four games this year.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean? And now we're talking about, we have so much talent at different positions where it's like good players are going to get cut again.
We're
like,
talking about trading guys we just drafted.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Like, making the Browns is going to be hard, and it used to be a retirement community. You used to come here, get one last good check, hang out in Berea, maybe play a couple games, catch if you felt balls, like it,
make a million a catch,
yeah, and get out of here right off into the sunset. And now you got to fight to make the roster. And so it's a good problem to have if you're the Browns.
And talking about, I know I said about, well, defensive tackle, it's a crowded room and all that stuff, but I think now that I'm kind of processing this a little more, it's probably more of like defensive line just in general, because he's going to be used on the edge. I think he's going to be moved around. So edge rusher wise, it's Miles Z, Oboe, and Alex Wright, and then Isaiah McGuire. We don't know much about him because he didn't play a lot last year, which a lot of these rookies, that's how Andrew Berry drafts right now. Rookies don't have to play, which is nice. This episode is brought to you by Danger Coffee. Browns fans, we talk about how Danger Coffee is made free from mold toxins that are in 45% of the world's coffee, but that's not all that Danger Coffee has to offer. Mineral and nutrient deficiencies are a big deal. They make you feel sick, tired, stressed, and they can give you brain fog. These deficiencies negatively affect your immune system, your digestion, sleep, metabolism. Have you ever wondered why you get an initial burst from your coffee, but then you get that little crash not long after? Danger Coffee's patent-pending process remineralizes your body with more than 50 trace minerals and electrolytes, leaving you more energized, engaged, powerful. These micronutrients enter the cells to boost performance. They bind to toxins to provide detoxification support. I know that sounds like a lot, but the bottom line, guys, is minerals matter. And most of us really don't get enough of them on a daily basis. Danger Coffee delivers micronutrients, plus it gives you access to the minerals you already have. Head to dangercoffee.com, use our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 10% off your order. And that code can be used over and over, so you get 10% off every order you make using code DAWGS. It's time to start every day off with a cup of coffee that gets you going and actually keeps you going. Dangercoffee.com, code DAWGS.
How many of, like, I would say Michael Hall's on the team. And our next pick, depending on where it is, at 85 or potentially higher, is probably on the team. Mm-hmm. Anything after that?
Good luck.
Like, do they even make the roster?
If you're a tight end or a running back, yes. Maybe backup guard.
Offensive line, probably, because I think we could probably move on from James
Hudson. I'm just trying to think. I should have written down on a piece of paper like Justin, but I'm...
I didn't write anything on this shit yet.
I should have put... We should have went through, like, if you break down the Browns roster by position, there's just not a lot of a handful of roster spots coming into the season.
We've said it for a long time, like, there's going to be guys, and this is going on 2 or 3 years now, there's going to be guys that are going to get cut that we like, that there's been expectations for, or even that have maybe cut a spot out on the roster, and they're still going to be cut. So it is crazy. But
First of all, Andrew Jackson, thank you for the $4.99. He says Ika plays before Hall. Hall gets put on the shelf as a healthy scratch. I mean, it's a possibility. It depends on what Ika brings in camp. I think it's going to be a good battle between those two, and it depends on what the Browns want. Like DF said, Hall can do more in terms of, you know, pass rushing ability, that kind of stuff. He's going to give you more than what Ika does. Keep your guys' money, guys. You guys don't have to give us money. I mean, we appreciate it, but don't – you already give us money, man. Although we have given Andrew Jackson, like
– every single T-shirt that we have in the shop, which, by the way, if you guys want a Dogs Podcast T-shirt, dogspodcast.com/shop, down at the bottom on the graphics, there, one of the new ones. There it is right now. The Browns fans know it's got the – kind of the new helmet with the white face mask is kind of like a Punisher type feel to it.
Yeah, that's one of these things, guys. If you join the dog pack, there's a legit chance we could supply your entire wardrobe for like just giving you shirts. We've given Andrew Jackson so many shirts.
I know.
He's got more than I do. Cause I think I have like one. So yeah, check out the dogs, join the dogs, get yourself a bunch of free t-shirts. If you do the $5 a month membership, you get one free t-shirt, just paid for itself. we're out like $5. We have to give you a t-shirt. So yeah. Okay. He wants to know where do you put a running back on the roster? I think an under, looked at signing is
Dontari Foreman.
For sure. Foreman.
Like,
I agree.
So, I mean, it's going to be your running back, if you take one this year, could potentially be like not a game day roster kind of player.
He's like started like 14 games, and in the 14 games that he started, I believe he's hit 100 yards.
He's a stud.
But he's just been very injured, and it's been very sporadic when he does start. So I think he can definitely be what Kareem was to the team based on the way he runs kind of angry. I think he can catch out of the backfield. He's just going to have more burst.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, Kareem lost that.
And you got to think Chubb is not going to count against the 53 to start the season.
That's very true.
So you're talking Foreman, Ford, Hines.
I think Hines is
I'm not holding hopes or anything for Pierre Strong.
It's fair.
So, yeah. I mean, I think depends on how they feel about their running back room, what running backs they've evaluated in this draft, and where they would take one. If it's late, I mean, it's probably a flyer, maybe a UDFA.
That wouldn't shock me at all.
What did that? So I put back like Pierre and Jerome will probably be gone. For some reason, it corrected it. But
let's see. Brandon wants to know who or what position is next.
So how do you guys feel about this? So there's still needs. Would you guys be surprised there's a big jump to after this pick that we have coming up, there's a pretty big jump, and then it's all kind of later round picks. Would you be surprised if they packaged up and tried to jump up and have maybe a couple picks here in the third and then not
really? I don't know if they'll get a couple, but I could definitely see them trying to move back up into like, I mean, at least for our sake, it'd be pretty sweet if we could get back up into the 60s so we don't have to sit here until midnight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Franklin's still available. I'd love to have him.
So is Corley.
Yep. Corley, would you even think that he may be 85, fall to 85?
I didn't know if Franklin would fall this far.
Yeah, I didn't think
so. Not just to us, but past us now.
I didn't think Sanders would fall too far either. I thought maybe. I don't think he'll fall to 85. I don't know. We really need a tight end though. So, but maybe he'll be Tip Raymond. So who knows?
The Browns have met with three receivers as far as who's left: Malachi Corley, Troy Franklin.
Yeah.
And then, why am I blanking on his name? Jermaine Burton. So those three guys are still left. I would not be surprised if you see one or two of those guys go off the board and they say, you know what, let's go ahead and throw a couple picks together and move up. That would not surprise me whatsoever.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say, especially if a guy like Troy Franklin keeps falling, yes, absolutely.
But you got to remember that there's pretty strong chance we're adding Mason Tipton sometime tomorrow afternoon, either late in the draft with a flyer seventh round pick or UDFA.
That's the guy that you posted. They went specifically out and met.
He's had five meetings with the Browns. His quote to OBR, they interviewed him and he said, the Browns really want to get me in their jersey, or they're going to do anything they can to get me in their jersey. So,
I guess we'll see how bad.
I know.
It kind of could potentially remind me of the JOK situation where I think Andrew Berry came into this draft going, we're not going to move up. We're just going to sit and pick. But then it was like, well, holy crap, JOK is still available. Like, we could maybe get that guy. We didn't anticipate this happening. If like a guy like Franklin keeps dropping and all of a sudden you're like, man, we'd be kind of stupid not to attempt to go get that guy. I could see it being something like that. Like, I think Andrew Berry came into this thinking, we're just going to sit where we are. Like, we're just chilling. We won 11 games last year with five quarterbacks. We don't have that many open roster spots as it is. this is going to be an easy draft for me. I'm just going to sit and chill, pick the best player that's available, and go home at a decent hour. But then, and then the guys start falling, the draft starts happening, and then he's like, hey, we'd be kind of, we got to do something here. Like, we got a chance to make a splash. I could see something like that. I don't know how far some of these guys are going to fall. Like, we still got freaking 30 some picks until we pick again.
So Franklin, why do you think he's falling then? He runs a 4.41. He's 21. He's 21 years old, 6'2". Oh, he's only 176 pounds on this.
Okay, so whatever you're looking at, I did hear something about this. He's actually weighed in at like 186 at his pro day.
Yeah.
At it, that, a lot of that stuff's from the combine, and I guess he had the flu. He had like a terrible combine. What was it? The 10-yard split, the shuttle, and all that stuff was just trash. And
this is mainly from the combine. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So
a few seconds, I could pull those numbers up for you. Okay, yeah. So Troy Franklin... he had a 4.41 40-yard dash, 1.61 10-yard split, and then a 39-inch vertical jump. But in my opinion, why he's falling is not even because of that. Like, it might sound stupid, but in the straight line drill, I forget whatever it's called, but when the quarterbacks, the receivers are just running straight, you turn, catch, Troy Franklin could not stay in a straight line. Like, he just couldn't. When you turn on the film, he adjusts to the ball well. He's very fast. Like, there's a lot of great things about Troy Franklin. I like his release. But the one concern that I have with him is I think his route running needs work. I think his route running is a concern. And at the size that he's at, with, again, a guy who should have had much better numbers kind of underperforming, I'm surprised a team wouldn't take a chance on him already. But in my opinion, I think that's what it is. It's combine, and then it's the route running.
Yeah, it says all too often you see him turning and running before pulling in a clean catch. So he must be like off kilter half the time.
Maybe he's just wasted all the time. He couldn't run in a straight line.
Josh Gordon.
Yeah, he's just
says he's an average
sipping
blocker.
The scissor too much.
The scissor.
I'd take him. I like him. He lives on the edge. So we want to recap the last few picks here. We just been talking since the Browns.
Yeah, sure. Patrick Paul, there was a tackle we talked quite a bit about when we did some of our shows from Houston, went to Miami. Oh, right. Marshawn Nealon, the edge rusher out of Western Michigan, who Barry Shuck was another guy that he really liked down at the Senior Bowl, went to Dallas. So Dallas not going running back, not going Trey Benson. No. Interesting there. And then you've got, this is another guy that I thought would have been interesting for the Browns to grab, would have been Chris Braswell, the edge rusher out of Alabama, goes to Tampa Bay. Javon Bullard, safety, goes to Green Bay from Georgia. Tackle Blake Fisher from Notre Dame goes to the Texans. Now we got the Bills on the clock.
So I'm looking at best available. Troy Franklin, Peyton Wilson, Adisa Isaac. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Out of Penn State. I'm not opposed to another edge rusher. Roman Wilson out of Michigan. Jatavion Sanders. Blake Corum is still down there.
Roman Wilson still available?
Oh, yeah. Roman's still on the board.
So there's Roman Wilson.
I like Roman Wilson. I do.
I do, too. I would love that.
They were showing all the J.J. McCarthy clips last night when after he got picked, and every highlight was Roman Wilson. I was like, I like me some Roman Wilson. I know he's from Michigan, but
here's the deal. I think Browns fans have shown that if you come from Michigan, if you just perform, we don't care.
Yeah, just play for the Browns and be good. I mean, just come out here and do your job. I mean, DPJ, for a 6th-round pick, I got to say, that's pretty impressive what he was able to do here.
Browns fans love DPJ. I mean, you would have thought the world was falling down when we traded him.
Yes.
I would say we even liked Jabril Peppers.
Yeah.
I was never, you know what I mean? Yeah. I thought Jabril Peppers played good football for the Browns. You just can't be Braylon Edwards. You know? you can't drop the ball,
every time.
Like, yeah.
Oh, no. If it was contested, he would catch it all day. But if he was wide open by 10 yards right off the hands, that was the problem.
Yeah. We had a guy that we drafted out of Michigan, Steve Everett. I don't know if you remember him, but he was a center. He was awesome. He lasted in the league for a long time. And when the Browns moved away, no matter what, he would keep a Browns hoodie underneath his playing uniform, or not a hoodie, but a bandana.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
And there's still, there's still a lot of players available in terms of like impact players the Browns can make. Even if they stay at 85.
That's why I was really happy with this range. Night two for me, I know a lot of, people, Browns haters and all this stuff would go out and say, oh, well, you must suck for you guys not to have first round pick and, everything. And is it not as exciting? Blah, blah, blah. I was very pumped for tonight because of this exact thing. There's going to be very good quality football players, prospects on the board when the Browns are picking.
And here's another thing to just kind of factor in. You think about as far as like receiver goes, pretty much every team that has needed receiver has gone receiver, unless you want to factor in like Pittsburgh or a team like Cincinnati. But I don't think wide receiver is a position that is going to be highly sought after anymore. I kind of feel like the teams that needed them, they got their guys, and now it's just a matter of who falls and where. So, I mean, even though we picked, defensive linemen with our first pick, I think receiver is still a legitimate option.
I wouldn't be shocked to see Buffalo take another receiver here. Honestly,
they should just draft all receivers.
They're depleted, so they just went and got Coleman. Now they could grab Franklin or something. Yeah, I could see that happening.
They need it very badly. I do like their tight end though.
Kincaid.
Yeah, very, very good tight end. Well, do we want to take another quick break?
We can. Sure.
My butthole kind of hurts.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa, brother.
Hey, not, what are you doing over there?
Moving wow, over. Guys. Moving
over. Maybe not the whole, just like around it.
Shifting your seat, brother. Shifting your seat. Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, I just need to stand up and walk around for a minute. I haven't gotten up.
All right, we will play our short. We'll play the short clip here, and then we'll be back. And then later on, we will play that 6-minute. Montage.
Yeah, don't go anywhere. We'll keep talking maybe a little bit more about what happened last night, a little bit more about what we wanted to come up, and drop some stuff in the chat you want us to get into. We got a lot of time to fill till pick 85, so don't go anywhere.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.